Hello and welcome to the University of Toledo's The Relevant University. I'm your host, Larry Burns, Vice President for External Affairs at the University of Toledo. As the growth of minority-owned businesses continue to increase, so do the challenges and resources needed for their success. Minority owners are now looking towards development centers and agency funding to help grow their businesses and network within their own community. Colleges and universities across the country are often the best place for minority businesses to find the help they need. For tonight's show, we have four guests who are leaders in the area of minority business development and ownership. We have Dr. Shanda Gore, Associate Vice President for Equity, Diversity, and Community Engagement, and Chief Diversity Officer at the University of Toledo. Mr. Gary Johnson, President and CEO of American Floors and Interiors in Toledo, Ohio. Terilyn Buckles, President and CEO of Onyx Enterprise in Detroit, Michigan. And Lewis Green, CEO of the Michigan Minority Supplier Development Council. It's all coming up next on the University of Toledo's The Relevant University, here on the Great Voice of the Great Lakes, News Talk 760 WJR. Dr. Shanda Gore is an expert in implementing diversity, equity, and awareness programs. Her responsibilities include managing the Catherine S. Eberle Center for Women, the Minority Business Development Center, the UT Culture Climate Survey, and diversity training and workshops at the University of Toledo. Dr. Gore graduated from Bowling Green State University with a Bachelor of Communications degree and earned a Master's of Communication with a study emphasis on minority communities in the greater Toledo area. She continued her education and earned a Doctorate of Education in Leadership Studies for her work with minority medical students. Dr. Gore is chair of the UT President's Council on Diversity and leads a number of campus-wide committees. In 2011, the University of Toledo's Office of Equity, Diversity, and Community Engagement was awarded the Bronze Award for the Best Diversity Program in the Case 5 Awards Program. Also, in both 2013 and 14, the office was instrumental in helping UT obtain the Competitive Higher Education and Excellence in Diversity Award, the only national diversity award in higher education like this. So, Dr. Gore, welcome to the Relevant University.
Thank you so much for having me today.
That's a lot, I just said.
Yes, it is. It's a lot the whole team is doing.
Yes, well, congratulations, and it's my privilege and delight to work with you on an ongoing basis, but it's great to see you here at WJR.
Yes, and thank you for having me.
So tell us and our listeners a little bit about the Office of Equity, Diversity, and Community Engagement at UT. In most universities, I hope all universities, diversity is important. It's evolving, and we're very proud of what we're doing at UT. So tell our listeners a little bit about what you and your office does.
Well, in the Office of Equity, Diversity, and Community Engagement in our external affairs, I want to place an emphasis on that because really where we're located, we're part of a larger community.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes for that integration, that opportunity to reach out and have that interaction between everyone, the students, faculty, staff, and our community. And so our office is set up to really embrace that. So when we talk about the centers, the Eberle Center for Women, which is one of the oldest centers in the United States, only four or five centers actually have a beat. And so that is really about outreach in the community. And the Minority Business Development Center, which is 5 years old now. And
5 years old.
Five.
I remember the day that we christened it, if you will.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And I remember talking about, you know, what the goals were and then sitting down with you and making sure we were doing
it. Dr. Jacobs, Chuck Leonard.
Yes.
We found space.
Yes, yes. And we found help from our community partners.
Absolutely.
It was huge. And so, you know, just starting off with just one company and making a difference. And so grown now to 11 companies housed there and 7 affiliated. And that's just, again, that part of that community engagement with the two centers. But like you mentioned, the climate survey, diversity trainings, workshops. We have a number of individuals that help us with making sure the culture is inclusive and welcoming, and that's part of our core and our mission.
Yeah.
At the University.
Well, you know, I often say that the University of Toledo is a very diverse university, and we want to embrace our diversity, not keep people in silos where they're comfortable.
That's
we
right.
want to educate people about our differences.
Yes.
And create a culture and build on a culture that is welcoming, understanding, because when our students in particular get out in the real world, they're working with all sorts of different people. And so part of the education process is to learn how to understand others who are different than you and embrace them. And
that's right.
And that's, you do a great job at that. And this show is dedicated to the minority business element of what you do. And so our listeners who maybe are driving home or at home, tell us a little bit of the services you might provide to a minority business that is involved with you.
I'd be glad to. It's one of only 17 in the country, and that might be a high number now because the numbers are shrinking, that services, again, minority-owned businesses. And in the state of Ohio, that's defined African-American, Hispanic, Native American, Asian-American, specifically, is mm-hmm. how it's set up. And the services you get, it's truly not about being housed with us or real estate. It's truly about a program. And so we're talking about capability statements, marketing plans, business plans, and the access to students is so critical. The students are getting the experience with the companies, and the companies are able to get that labor from students who want to learn, who want that experience. And so we even have a 100% placement rate with our students who graduate. Some of them have multi-offers because of their experience they gained from the center. And those companies have grown. We've graduated six companies.
Six that have gone on to the main business world, if you will.
That's right. You know, again, this center is set up not as a profit mm-hmm. center. It's really, we're only going to house you for a period of time. It's an incubator.
Right.
So you're going to be maybe a couple of years, but then you're going to graduate out.
Right. And we've had a lot of success. Encouraging them to not stay there and get too comfortable and get on. And
that's right.
You've done a great job with that. Do you have a success story or two that you can mention?
Yes, I was just actually thinking about our first company that came mm-hmm. in, Una Temple, and her group, Cosine. She actually came in her first company, and she just recently, she graduated from as a member, and then she graduated from affiliate status.
Mm-hmm.
She moved to Washington, D.C. to expand her business.
Yeah, that's
so we're very excited about
story.
That. Yeah, woman-owned business and out there, and she hired her first intern.
Yeah, she's a great ambassador for the university as well, too, now in Washington.
Yes, yes.
And so if somebody's out there listening, what are some of the criteria that they would need to have, besides being minority-owned? Is it like I have an idea that I want to start a clothing store?
Yeah, we're not as beginning as I'd like to say, I have a dream.
Right.
We want you to be already, you had the dream, because there's a number of services already out in the community that do that. You know, you start up.
Mm-hmm.
We're the next phase. For example, you're outgrowing your living room, your garage. You're not trying to bring customers to your house. You know, you really want to separate home life from business life. And so we provide that opportunity plus support. And so we're looking for businesses that are just on that bubble, or maybe they've taken a look at their business model and they need a lot of help and they don't know what to do next. And, you know, unfortunately, businesses statistically fail quickly within the first 5 years. So, you know, you might have too much overhead. And that's some of the challenges that have to do with businesses. I don't have a whole lot of cash flow.
Right.
So this is really that buffer between stepping out into something and you're signing a lease with something that's a little bit more permanent that will hurt your business.
Great. Well, you're doing a wonderful job. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for all you do. And you're in the studio, so I'm going to ask you to stick around because our next guest is somebody you know well, and it's one of your affiliate members.
Yes.
And that's my good friend Gary Johnson, and he's going to come up next right here on The Relevant University. Don't go anywhere. Gary Johnson is the president of American Floors and Interiors, an independent flooring contractor, and founded in 2005. The company employs 25 full-time people in the Toledo area. In 2013, revenues totaled just under $4 million, granting Johnson's company the 11th spot on the fastest-growing inner-city business list, according to the nonprofit Initiative for a Competitive Inner City and Fortune magazine. The Fortune magazine part, I think, is very cool. Gary Johnson is also a 2013 graduate of the University of Toledo, and his company is a member of the University of Toledo's Minority Business Development Center. Gary, welcome to The Relevant University.
Thank you for having me, Larry. I enjoyed being here.
Great to see you, as always.
Always.
And tell our listeners a little bit about your company, a little bit about who your clients are, and then we're going to get into some of the things about being a minority business.
Well, we are primarily an institutional and commercial floor layer and painting company. Our best customers are universities, hospitals, people in the healthcare industry, mm-hmm. state buildings, and things like that.
And is it all in Toledo, or are you branching out to other parts of the region?
We've actually had the opportunity to do some work out of state in Kentucky. We've done some work in Indiana.
Oh.
We are all over northwest Ohio, and then we'll go as far east as Cleveland, and we've actually gone down to Columbus and done some work.
Okay. Have you done any in Detroit?
Haven't done any in Detroit, but we have done some in Ann Arbor and get
well,
into
this
Michigan
show
every
might,
now and then.
Might enable you to. Are you interested in Detroit?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, well,
the Motor City?
Absolutely.
Are you kidding me?
We're very connected to the Motor City. As you know, the University of Toledo recruited 782 students, new
wow.
students,
That's
from
great.
Southeastern Michigan this fall, and it's growing. So, as a minority business owner, did the center that Dr. Gore talk about, do they help you? And what thoughts do you have for somebody who's listening that might be interested in your journey but hasn't really started yet?
You know, I can tell you that I can remember when we first started the Minority Business Development Center because I was on the Hispanic Chamber Board
right.
as the president. And so Vince Wiggins and I got together with you and we put that thing together. And for me, it's been fantastic because I was able to network. There's just a lot of opportunity to use resources. And I think that's probably one of the most valuable things that the center offers is the ability to grab resources right away and network with other businesses that are in somewhat of the same situation you're in, and then network with a lot of other business people. Just, you know, having friends like you and Chuck Leonard, I was able to meet a lot of people outside of the University of Toledo, and as my business began to take off, those business relationships helped us grow.
Well, and I think it's important because the services are there, that Chanda mentioned, and in other parts of the community. But if you don't take advantage of them, one of the things you're a master at is the networking. And so not waiting back for people to contact you, but getting to know people, becoming friendly with them, if not their friends. You and I are good friends. And that those relationships may get you in the front door, may lead you to some other things. So can you talk a little bit more of how important that is?
Yeah, I'm a firm believer in telling people to point me in the right direction and then just stay out of the way. I'll get it done. You know, it's one of the strengths of our company, and one of the things that I really enjoy doing is getting out and meeting people and becoming likable. You know, our business is built on four premises, and that is to be number one in community service, number one in customer service, and number one in quality service, and to make sure that we attract the best mechanics in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And if we do those things, we know we're going to grow and make money. And, you know, there's no one that's more important than the other. A lot of people say, well, I'm sure your customer service and quality service is more important than community service. Mm-hmm. And I tell them no, because people do business with people they like. And if you're out in the community giving back and
like
people
and
see,
trust, correct?
Absolutely. You know, and if you're willing to do those things, people want to do business with you. And even though I'm in a bid situation, a lot of people are out there rooting for me to win. And as long as they're rooting for me, then I know
then you have a chance.
There's
a real
going to be opportunity.
Yes.
Sure.
We're talking with Gary Johnson, the owner and president of American Floors and Interiors, independent flooring contractor based in Toledo, but doing business in multiple states. Now, the other thing that I enjoy talking about is you're a recent graduate of the University of Toledo.
Very proud recent graduate.
Yes, and you were a non-traditional student, although
yes.
you look like you could be in your early 20s.
Well, you're too kind.
You're a non-traditional student. And how was that experience at UT? Because it's one of the areas where we see we can grow and really offer valuable service.
For me, it was fantastic because I had never had the opportunity to have that college experience that had kind of eluded me because I kind of went from high school right into business. And to be able to go back on campus and interact with younger people, it was just phenomenal. Getting the education, I really think, helps me manage my business better. So it was kind of like getting the education that would really help me in my business, but also regaining an experience that I had never had the opportunity to regain. So I would encourage anybody that is thinking about going back to college to give it some serious thought. And if you want to go to a great college, you need to go to UT.
Yeah, there you go. Now, how did you pull it off? You're a father, a husband, a business owner, and you went to school.
Time management.
Okay.
I had to be very, very good at time management. You know, and I remember when the kids would come to me and say, well, why do you even want to do this? You own your own business. And I would look at them and say, you guys are here because you want to get an education to get a good job. I'm here because I found a pretty good gig and I can come back and have some fun.
Yeah, exactly. Now, words of advice to other people who want to or have started a minority business. I know that there's from state to state it differs a bit. But what are some of the things that they must do to in order, besides networking and the things we talked about, are there some other tactical things that you would suggest people do?
I would suggest that they be prepared to work hard, work long, so don't get into a business you don't enjoy. Find something you love, get into that, and then take advantage of resources. In Toledo, we've got the Minority Business Development Center. Mm-hmm. We've got the Minority Business Assistance Program. We've got DCAP, which is great for financing through the Port Authority, and the University of Toledo is also a part of that. So there's just tons of resources, and don't be afraid to take advantage of them. Look those resources up and utilize them. That's what helped me grow my business from ground zero to, you know, doing a little over $5 million this year. So it can happen as long as you find something you really love doing, you're willing to put the time in and utilize the resources. People will help, but you got to ask for it.
You got to ask for it and follow up and be consistent. One
Absolutely.
Of the things that I've really enjoyed working with you is that if you're involved in a project, I know it's going to get done and get done on time. And so what do you see in your company? Where are you 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now?
Well, hopefully, you know, we continue to grow. We enjoy growing, and I'm really more about making sure that I put together a great succession plan so that the people that are helping me build the business can continue on even after I've decided to kind of check out. But, you know, I want to make sure that happens, and I also want to make sure that we build a business that everybody can be proud of. And, again, I like the idea of being a great community partner.
Mm-hmm.
So we're always looking for ways to make sure that we fit into the community and that we're a resource and a help. And not just somebody that, you know, is taking the resources from the community and not giving anything.
Yeah, and if somebody's interested in American Floors and Interiors, how do they get a hold of you?
They can catch us on our website, which is www.installfloors.net. So if you can remember,
okay.
installfloors.net.
We'll post that on our website, too.
Yeah, or, you know, they can reach us there. It's got all of our contact information, and love to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
I'd also like to mention real quick about the 10,000 Small Business Program, because it's in Cleveland, Ohio, but it's also here in Detroit, Michigan. They just started cohorts, and that was a wonderful way for me to take advantage of a scholarship opportunity that's completely free as long as you're willing to do the time. And it really teaches you how to grow your business and work on your business and not in your business. Get so buried in it that you don't really take time to strategically plan.
Yeah, awesome. And congratulations on the award you won.
Thank you.
Fortune Magazine.
Thank you.
Thing.
Appreciate that.
And so thank you for being here. Thanks for all you do. And I will see you soon in Toledo. And that was Gary Johnson, President and CEO of American Floors and Interiors. Don't go anywhere, because we're going to hear from the President and CEO of Onyx Enterprise, Tara Lynn Buckles. That's when the University of Toledo's The Relevant University continues here on the Great Voice of the Great Lakes, News Talk 760 WJR. Tara Lynn Buckles is the President and CEO of Onyx Enterprise, Inc., located in Detroit, Michigan. Onyx Enterprise is a certified woman and minority-owned small business providing consulting, project management, and construction management services to consulting firms and contractors. Ms. Buckles graduated with a degree in civil and structural engineering from the University of Michigan. She has over 26 years of experience in project and construction management. She is a co-founder of the National Association of Minority Consulting Engineers, the Detroit chapter, and has been published in Black Enterprise Magazine and Diversity in Career Magazine. In 2006, Ms. Buckles planned and conducted a first annual American Society of Civil Engineers Diversity Conference and received an honorable mention award in 2008 from the Committee on Diversity and Women in Civil Engineering for her ongoing promotion of diversity in that field. Her signature projects include the M1 rail and the Detroit Board of Water Commissioners, technical advisors, and she is currently involved in the Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Business Program in Cohort 3, which I believe Mr. Johnson mentioned.
Yeah.
Correct? So, Tara Lynn, welcome to The Relevant University.
Thank you so much for having me.
Great to have you in the studio. And I'm really impressed with your background. We talked offline of civil engineer, woman back in the 70s and 80s, correct?
Yes.
That's pretty
80s.
Awesome. Pioneer, leading the way.
Late 80s.
Late 80s.
Yeah.
I was in the 70s. I'm the old one. You guys are all young. Yes. So tell us a little bit about Onyx Enterprise, about the services the firm provides, and some of the maybe clients that you have.
Sure. Onyx Enterprise is an engineering consulting firm. I provide project management and construction management services to my clients. As you mentioned, M1 Rail is one of my signature projects. I'm sub-consultant to HNTB. I'm also working on the MDOT I-94, the road reconstruction project. So, again, that's a project for under the HNTB company as well. The project that I am currently working on and very proud of is working with the Detroit Board of Water Commissioners. I'm the technical advisor. And this project, I tell you, it's day-to-day. It's an experience.
Is the project to rebuild the water structure, or What does it have to do with?
Well, working with the water department, mm-hmm. and just to give you an overview of just the mass number mm-hmm. of capital improvements, it's over $1 billion in capital improvements over 5 years.
Wow.
So what I do is help the commissioners review their all the different board packages that come before them. So all the projects that come before approval, mm-hmm. I review them in detail and really just give them technical advice.
Well, anytime we mention water these days, since I'm from Toledo, my ears perk up because of the issues we had in Lake Erie this past summer. And so we're in it together with the Great Lakes region. And so that's, I think it's all about our future. And this sounds like a big project as it relates to that.
Yes, it is. And as you know, we are going through a reorganization at mm-hmm. The Water
know.
Department.
Yep.
And the Great Lakes Water Authority, we just had a swearing in. Last week,
okay.
of our new board members,
right.
So it's really a interesting time with the water department.
Yeah, absolutely, very very important to our future. And so how did the business get started, and some of the challenges that we talked to Gary about his business, some of the things that he did, but as a civil engineer, a female African American woman, what are some of the things that helped you get started and succeed?
Yeah, well, I established Onyx in April 2007, and I launched it full-time in October 2011. During this time, of course, I've always had the entrepreneur spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Even while growing up, I've always, in my mind, wanted to have my own engineering firm. I have I surround myself with mentors.
Great.
So right out of high school, I actually worked with MDOT as an intern. And during that time, I met Dr. Belandra Foster.
Okay.
She has her own civil engineering
mm-hmm.
firm. She really inspired me, and so and that was in the late 80s. And at that time, in my mind, I really want to make sure I had all the different experience. So I worked with public and private companies, and decided while working with this engineering firm in Detroit, downtown Detroit, that I can do this. I can set up my own firm. And basically, in October 2011. I did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here we are. We're talking with Terrilyn Buckles, President and CEO of Onyx Enterprise. Your business motto is, quote, execute the results. And can you tell us a little bit about the motto, and was that inspired by a mentor, or how'd you come up with that?
Execute the results is, was inspired from the mission and vision and the goals that I have for my own firm as far as my values.
Sure.
And what I do is to execute the client's mission, vision, and project goals. And so that's my tagline, that's my motto, and I work through that model, executing the results, all with excellence and integrity.
Great. So you're results-oriented, like Gary said he was.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as it relates to diversity initiatives that you've been involved in, and I mentioned that University of Toledo, we're very committed to diversity. We decided when we created the Minority Business Development Center that we wanted to, in essence, help grow our own. It's great to do business with a minority-owned firm out of Columbus, but we'd rather do business with someone that is from Toledo. And so that's one of the reasons we started. Now, have you been involved in diversity initiatives as
yes.
it relates to Detroit or beyond?
Yes, I have. Actually, I serve on two boards at the University of Michigan College of Engineering. One board is with the Civil Engineering Department. In this board, I serve as a director on the board, and
okay.
I'm also responsible for our recruiting committee. So we talk about diversity initiatives quite often as far as the goals for recruiting. And
recruiting students?
Recruiting students, yes. So that's one board. And another board I serve on is the Center of Engineering Diversity and Outreach, very similar to the University of Toledo.
Mm-hmm.
University of Michigan mm-hmm. College of Engineering have a diversity engineering and outreach center as well. And I believe it was launched 5 years ago, so
okay.
coincidentally.
Sure. Yeah.
So we've always had a meatball.
Do we know them, Shanda? We do not, but
yes.
we should.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we definitely
okay.
should collaborate.
Now we,
now
we have a connection. We have a board
yes.
member, so we'll do that.
Yes, and so we've had our the MEPO office, the Michigan Engineering Program Office,
mm-hmm.
for years, even when I was a student in the 80s. And so on those two boards, I serve as the executive, actually external advisory board committee
mm-hmm.
member. So we look at diversity initiatives quite often.
So you bring to U of M a real-world sense of what's going on.
Yes.
And I think that's extremely helpful. So it's talking to students or recruiting students with the knowledge of having owned your own business for so long. And what advice do you have to, let's say, a graduating student or somebody who wants to, they want to be the next Terrell and Buckles? What kind of advice do you have for them?
I would say to also network. Networking is definitely one of my strengths. And also to surround yourself with inspiring leaders and mentors who where you can continuously learn and positively impact the community. Also, I just want to mention with the Goldman Sachs program, which is a program which is just amazing. The program establishes an engineering firm or any firm, just like we've just heard from Mr. Johnson, where you have peer-to-peer learning. You have a program of small businesses that are prepared to grow their business with new opportunities. So you have experience in negotiating, marketing, finances. Mm. All these things are through this particular program. And so I would say for all engineering firms to become active in knowing and understanding your resources.
Great. And networking.
I went through the Fast Track program with Wayne State. So in that program, I was able to put my business plan together. I would say use your resources, surround yourself,
network, work hard. Awesome. Well, you're learning all the time, even after these many years of success. So thank you. And we're going to connect you with Dr. Gore, maybe Gary and others. And I often see Detroit as, you know, Toledo's little brother, because we're smaller, and so we need to work together. And U of M is a great school.
Yes, it is.
And we do a lot of things in conjunction with them. So thank you very much. Appreciate it very much. That was Terrell and Buckles, who's the president and CEO of Onyx Enterprise. Next, we're going to talk to Lewis Green. He's the outgoing president and CEO of the Michigan Minority Supplier Diversity Council. All of that's going to happen when the University of Toledo's The Relevant University continues on the Great Voice of the Great Lakes, News Talk 760 WJR. Lewis Green is the outgoing president and CEO of the Michigan Minority Supplier Diversity Council, which is MMSDC, one of the nation's premier organizations for increasing business opportunities between major buying organizations and minority-owned businesses. Under the leadership of Mr. Green, the MMSDC has 1,600 members and has facilitated over $22 billion, with a B, dollars in purchases for minority businesses in 2013. The MMSDC has won the Council of the Year Award 3 times in the past 6 years. Mr. Green is a leader in connecting companies through his network. His experience includes Chief Deputy Director of the State of Michigan Department of Civil Rights, Corporate Chair of the New York Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, and serving on the New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg's Minority Business Advisory Council. He has received numerous awards and recognitions, including the Michigan Legislature Award of Excellence in Diversity and Minority Business. Lewis, welcome to The Relevant University.
Well, thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Those are some great things. And this whole show is dedicated to minority businesses and the incubation of minority businesses. And so I was reading Crane's Detroit Business and read about you, and I said, I have to have Lewis on this show. And thanks so much for taking the time.
No, really excited to be with you today.
Now, can you tell our listeners about the Michigan Minority Supplier Diversity Council and what its role in helping develop minority businesses?
Sure, and small correction, and it's Michigan Minority Supplier Development Council. There's a press piece out there that indeed does say diversity.
Okay.
And it's in a lot of places, so you're not the first, but it's Michigan Minority Supplier Development Council. And we are about a 40-year-old organization, started really by a number of major corporations here in the Detroit area, the usual suspects, GM, Ford, and Chrysler, to really help create some opportunity at that time for minorities in entrepreneurship. And at this time in the kind of early 70s, it was post a lot of the kind of tensions that were going on here. I said, look, entrepreneurship is really a great thing to help stabilize communities, to give hope, and to enhance opportunity. But so many things regarding entrepreneurship is relationship based. I mean, people do business with who they know, like, and trust, and many deals are made on the golf course, and people you associate with, but they realize those connections were missing. So that's what brought the council into being. And if I fast forward a little bit, over time, what it started off is something to kind of help give minorities a little bit of insight into the corporate world, has morphed from something that was kind of there to a kind of a social nice thing to do, to a point now where the minority businesses that are engaged with a number of our Fortune 500 companies are amongst the very best in the country at what they do, and not just the very best minority business, but the very best at what they do. So we're excited to have continue to have that support that has grown to all sorts of companies here in Michigan and across the country, and have to be the home here in Michigan of some of the very best minority businesses in the world.
Excellent. We're going to talk about some of those, but I have to go a flashback to my early part of my career. I'm from Detroit, and I worked for the United Foundation, and I was responsible for raising the money for what was known as New Detroit.
Yes.
And worked with Walter Douglas, Joe Hudson, and a bunch of great people. It was the first urban coalition in the country, and it was my introduction to diversity, and so 30 years later, I'm still involved. So.
Wow, that's a great story. Those are some legends that you mentioned.
Absolutely.
And not surprised you were part and parcel of what they were doing.
Well, they were great, and they were my mentors as well. And so tell us a little bit about some of the companies that that have been involved. You mentioned some real success stories, so I wonder if our listeners would enjoy hearing about some of those.
Oh, no, sure. Well, right off the top of mind, I think about, you know, Detroit Manufacturing Systems, which is part of the Rush Group, founded by Andre Rush. He's the largest Native American female-owned business in the country.
In the country,
and
right?
Yeah, she is. I think they just recently in Cranes has hired another 400 people to work. So it's been the largest manufacturing facility in terms of employment since Chrysler opened the Jefferson North plant back in the 80s. I'd mention Bartek to you. Mm-hmm. To you. They do vendor managed services, and they won an award as the best company in the country. So, you know, the great companies like Kelly Services, and all these, they won the best company in the country at what they do. So they'd be another one that I would mention. And Mr. Barfield is another legend who has grown his business.
Absolutely.
From very, very little to what it is today. And I'd mention one other, Flexengate, a gentleman named Shad Khan, who immigrated here. And I think he came here with $84 in his pocket. Mm-hmm. He lived in a YMCA for the first 3 years that he was here. And his company's now started that company with just his savings and borrowing from friends and family. The company now does a little bit over $3.5 billion a year.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mr. Barfield has a nice little connection to UT. He's been down to talk and visit with our former president, Dr. Lloyd Jacobs, and so he's in a very impressive, successful man.
Yeah, absolutely.
So earlier in the show, we were talking to some minority business leaders themselves and some of the advice that they give to people regarding minority businesses. And what are some of the things that if somebody's listening and they have started or are thinking about starting a minority business, what are some of the critical things that you want to pass on?
Yeah, I would say, you know, in some ways, obviously, it's no different than any other business. You have to really be passionate about what you're getting into. I mean, you know, if you have a dream or you have a vision, it should be something that you're passionate about. You should be very thoroughly prepared with, you know, with a business plan, have tested the idea to make sure that it works, and sometimes you have to believe in it, even if others say it doesn't mm-hmm. work. I mean, maybe showing my age here, when I think about the guys who did things like the Pet Rock. Now, if you would have told me people would have paid money for rocks in a box, I would have told you were crazy, but they had a vision, right?
Right. Well, I often say, if you would have told me that people pay for bottled water, that you're crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. So sometimes it's having that vision, even when people tell you it's wrong, but being prepared, being persistent, and being passionate, are the three P's, and the fourth P is really perspiration. You have to work very, very hard, right? It's entrepreneurship is a great thing, and you can do some great things, but there is a high failure rate, largely because people aren't properly prepared. But I think if you cover those fundamentals, you really set yourself up well for success.
Excellent. We're talking with Lewis Green, the outgoing president and CEO of the Michigan Minority Supplier Development Council, and talking a little bit about what, now that you're the outgoing president, what does the future hold for your organization?
Well, the future is going to be great for the organization. We have a dynamic leader coming in, a woman named Michelle Sori Robinson, and I think the hallmark of every great organization is that each leader should be greater than the last. So I'm expecting great things from her. Great things are happening here in Michigan and in the Toledo area. There's so many great opportunities. I think it's a great time to do something. So I see further growth and development of that organization. You know, one of the things that I'm, you know, we speak of passions, and I really want to, I plan on staying connected as well, as because one of the things I noticed during my tenure is that there will be lots of great ideas, but people, money and finance continue to be the impediment for minority, all small businesses really, and minority businesses in particular. A major impediment to success is access to capital. And so as the council continues to do great things, as you might have mentioned, the council, we announced that's called the MBA Fund, the Minority Business Access Fund. And it is open to everyone, I should say, by the way. It's not only for minority business. It's targeted there because some of the capital needs were so great. But, you know, we are going to make sure that businesses have the capital they need, the working capital in particular, that they need to be successful and leverage these opportunities. This past year, as we close out 2014, we're going to do about $25 billion with contracts between our members and corporations. But if better financing would have been in place, that $25 billion could have easily been $35 billion. And that $10 billion of extra work would have been extra jobs, extra contracts for other businesses, and that would have happened if there would have been better financing in place. So I'm going to spend a lot of my time on continuing to help fix that problem, to give them more runway to do great things.
Awesome. And we certainly need you to stay involved because of the great things that you've done. And I want to thank you on behalf of our Minority Business Development Center for helping us and others get the word out, and we're making progress. So, Lewis, thank you very much. That was Lewis Green, outgoing president and CEO of the Michigan Minority Supplier Development Council. Thank you for joining us on The Relevant University. I'm your host, Larry Burns, Vice President for External Affairs at the University of Toledo. The University of Toledo is proud to sponsor this program. For more information on The Relevant University, you can visit us at www.utoledo.edu/The Relevant University. Follow us on Twitter. We're very active, and that's @TheRelevantU. Or always contact me directly at lawrence.burns2@utoledo.edu. Please join us next time at 7 p.m. on Thursday, January 22nd. We're going to be at the Auto Show for more discussion on the role of colleges and universities in their communities on the University of Toledo's The Relevant University, right here on the Great Voice of the Great Lakes. News Talk 760, WJR.